Hello, Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here with Bo Wolf. We're at Lincoln Financial Field following the Eagles' 31-21 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But quite honestly, folks, it wasn't even that close as the starters went into the halftime up 17-0. And then Mark Sanchez led the backups to a 31-7 lead through three quarters, a thoroughly dominating performance in front of all these fans here at the newly revitalized Lincoln Financial Field. Certainly a great way for this is the all-important dress rehearsal to go into the regular season.
And the key for Sanchez and the Eagles' defense in that third quarter was they were playing against the Steelers' starters
very
and still
much so.
Won that quarter 14-7. So that tells you a little bit about the depth on this Eagles team and maybe the kind of season that the Steelers are going to have. But for the most part, for this Eagles team, offense looked very good after punting away on the first drive. They got things together. Nick Foles, touchdown pass on a little screen to LeSean McCoy, who looked great, went in, got an x-ray on his right thumb. He's fine. He'll be fine. So this Eagles offense looks like it's humming, and the Eagles defense looks pretty good as well.
Yes, on Nick Foles' second touchdown drive, he was 6-for-6 on that. You saw Jerry Maclin, who did have a little bit of scare, but he bounced back. Riley Cooper also got involved. They combined for 9 catches. And, Bo, yes, you mentioned the defense, very aggressive, flying all over the ball. You had Brandon Graham with a strip sack late in the first half, nearly led to a turnover deep in Steelers territory. Brandon Bear with a pass deflection. You saw Michael Kendricks blitzing. You saw Malcolm Jenkins blitzing. Nolan Carroll II in his debut, making the interception, helping out the defense there. So overall, it's a very, very thorough performance. And again, like you said, Bo, continuing into the second half as the backups continue to have success against the Steelers starters.
And Carroll starting because Kerry Williams and Brandon Boykin both did not play with hamstring injuries. They should be fine. And then on the offense, past LeSean McCoy, how about the running game?
Wow.
What a competition we have here. Touchdown, Matthew Tucker. He had 2 more again tonight after missing last week and scoring 2 touchdowns in the preseason opener. Kenyon Barner, who joined the team only 2 days ago, he looked pretty good as well, as did Henry Josie. So the Eagles are going to have some tough decisions to make there. And then if you look at a few things that are negatives to take away, really the only thing right now is what are the Eagles going to do at kicker, because Alex Henry missed a 31-yarder tonight. He did make one earlier in the night, but Cody Parkey, who the Eagles acquired yesterday, he was dressed tonight, had a couple kickoffs, had a touchback. All of a sudden, this is a very interesting dilemma for the Eagles.
Yes, it'll be certainly interesting to see how the Eagles respond. Certainly, they made the move, the trade to get Cody Parkey. You thought you would maybe see Alex Henry bounce back tonight in a big way, and unfortunately, he missed his second field goal attempt of the preseason. He's 1 of 3 in the exhibition after having, overall, a very strong training camp, but that's something that's concerning as the Eagles prepare for this fourth preseason game coming against the New York Jets, one in which you would expect the starters to be able to rest. So pretty much in terms of the starters, it's the last time that you're going to see them in action before the regular season open against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But overall, Bo, both sides of the football, offense, defense, ending on a high note, giving fans a lot of confidence, a lot of reasons for optimism going into this regular season.
That's right, and it was good to see. That's why it was so important for a guy like Riley Cooper to play tonight, because you expect, as you said, the starters to not play next week, 1 week from tonight, against the New York Jets here for the fourth preseason game, wrapping up the preseason at Lincoln Financial Field. I think we'll see some questions answered, maybe competition at running back, competition at kicker, maybe some spots along the offensive and defensive line. So still plenty to watch for in this preseason, but as of now, really, all eyes are on week 1 against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes, the Eagles defeating the Pittsburgh Steelers 31-21 here at Lincoln Financial Field, getting their first win of the preseason. For Bo Wolf, I'm Chris McPherson. Thanks for joining us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.